is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Jay White sent me an article that I was going to cover. However, I saw this article underneath and was like, yep, this one is definitely more share-worthy. Gentlemen, on today's episode of Fuck Around and Find Out, here we have a woman who decided that she was going to play Billy Badass until she met Billy Badass and is now pushing up daisies. That's right, gentlemen. She played Fuck Around and Found Out, and she found out the hard way. Leave people the hell alone, especially if they did not do anything to you. Now, this article was published on the 11th of March. And of course, they want to overuse words to describe the action that took place to try to elicit more sympathy from the public. However, when you see the video, gentlemen, any sense of sympathy you might think about having will evaporate immediately. Sick moment. Mom slaughtered after confronting drunk man for talking loudly on phone. In the shocking CCTV footage, a 37-year-old mother of one from Fortaleza in Brazil is seen bravely, no, stupidly, walking up to the obnoxious soon-to-be offliner and appearing to shout in his face. Yeah, watch the video. At 7 seconds, you actually see him backing away from her. At that point, any, and I mean any, sense of compassion will evaporate. Why? Because it is at that point she is truly the aggressor. However, she let her mouth and her actions write a check that her ass was not prepared to cash. The 37-year-old seemed to slap the man. No, she did slap the man, who was seen holding a knife in his right hand. Here's the grand lesson, ladies. Here's the lesson. You never know what somebody might be packing. Yep. She thought she was just going to go over, get in this man's face, put hands on him, and she was going to walk away. You know why? Because, as usual, women like this, they do this when there's a group of men around. And yes, you saw it. There was a group of guys around. However, she thought she was going to give him a piece of her mind. She ended up getting a piece of his blade. And soon as she started leaking, everybody pretty much started to scatter. The man then seemingly plunges the blade into the woman's chest. Once again, when you see just how quickly that went down. The victim, still standing on her feet, no, she was not the victim. The video clearly demonstrates she was the aggressor. She wanted that confrontation. Why? Women like this tend to have done this before. And as long as there were a crowd of men around, she felt comfortable doing this. She is helped by another man while a large pool of blood forms on the ground. Yeah, he left her leaking. Tragic. Fabils died in the hospital 2 days later after the alleged stabbing. According to the Secretariat of Public Security, she was taken offline over a quote-unquote banal discussion. For Bills had just finished working in a shop when she stopped to meet friends at a nearby petrol station bar in Fortaleza City, Ceará State, Brazil, on March 4th. The suspect was drinking alcohol when she entered. Authorities said the row started when the suspect started talking loudly on the phone while standing next to her. At that point, if it bothered her so much, she could have just got up and moved to somewhere else. But oh no, no. She said, you know what? I'm going to give this guy a piece of my mind. Ladies, this is why us men, we have an unspoken code amongst us. Things always have a 50-50% chance to get physical if we say or do the wrong thing. Ladies, you've never had that in your life, which is why a lot of you feel like you can go and exert your will onto a man, especially here in these Western countries. Why? Because as long as you have an army of white knights that are ready to jump to your defense, you feel comfortable in trying to physically assault men. And unfortunately, too many white knights will continue to do so. So, gentlemen, my humble advice, stay armed. Yep. She was allegedly stabbed in the chest near the shoulder and taken to the hospital alive. Suspect, Eberson D. Oliveri, 51, was arrested by the police on March 9th following her being taken offline. The victim's daughter said, quote unquote, "My mother was always a very calm person, the most patient person I've known my entire life. Blah, 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 blah." Yeah, they go into the whole spiel of how she was such a good person and this, that, and the other. Blah, 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 blah. No, no, no. That CCTV footage showed her true character. However, she ran up on the right one that day. Yep, and she ended up getting taken offline. Hey, I have zero sympathy for this woman. Zero. All she had to do was get up and move. But nope, she decided she wanted to pick a fight with a man, and that man ended up bringing a war, and she lost. Once again, ladies, keep your hands to yourself. All of this, "I'm so strong and I'm Wonder Woman and this, that, and the other, and I can take on a grown man." No, you can't. No. She entered the violent world of a man and she got exactly what she had coming. Once she put hands on him, whatever came, hey, it came. Ladies, you can't put hands on a man and expect him not to do anything. That is the equivalent of an old Cat Williams joke. That is the equivalent of somebody walking into a club saying, "Fuck everybody in there," and not expecting anything to happen. Too many women walk around this world thinking that that's exactly the scenario. They can walk up to a man, confront a man, put hands on a man, and they're gonna walk away and nothing's gonna happen. Oh no, it is a new day, ladies. Men are not taking it. Nope, nope, nope. You put hands on the right one, guess what? At bare minimum, you're gonna catch them hands. In her case, she got put to the blade. It is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. Watch that video. And women around the world, this is a crystal clear lesson for you. The power you think you have by being a woman and that men are going to constantly jump out and defend you, that is going out. Feminism and the idea that men are going to consistently restrain themselves and you have this invisible force shield and there's always going to be white knights to protect you is going out right along with it. Because like I said earlier, more and more men are no longer restraining themselves against aggressive women. So yeah, more women are going to end up at bare minimum catching them hands when they decide that they want to step into the violent world of men. And guess what? I'm just going to sit back and enjoy the show. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.